Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yo, what is up, Buttercup? Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast in the world. That's right. You're listening to somebody who is known from Antarctica to Alaska, from Japan to New York City, from, yeah, you get the picture, okay? And none of that's actually true, probably, but it feels so good to own it. Part of today's message is just owning, you know? It's okay to say that. Who's to say that's not true, by the way? Hey, I want to give a shout-out. Everybody hit me up on Twitter and iTunes, leaving great reviews. One individual, Matt, the world-famous Matt from California. Sam, how do I leave a review? How do I leave a review for your podcast? Simply open up the iTunes browser, whether it's on your app, on your smartphone, or on your desktop, and search for my name, Sam Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, in the search box. Up comes the Everyday Saturday podcast. Click on it. In the middle, it'll say ratings and reviews. Click on that. Leave 5 stars and let other people know how great this podcast is. It's free and it's always motivating and inspiring for you, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. Hey, how do you be great at anything you want to do and do a lot of it and add a ton of value? Wouldn't that be a great thing to learn? Well, let's talk about that because I think I can help you out with that today on the Everyday Saturday podcast. First of all, the one thing, there's two components, okay? Doing what you love to do and being great at that. And I'm teaching this inside the Every Day is Saturday Academy that's going to be launching this month. Over 50 hours of video dedicated to finding your passion and your purpose in life and then monetizing that passion. Anything from just finding, like I said, your passion to creating a product. You know, how do you create a product in just a couple of minutes and then sell that product on the internet? How do you coach, consult, things like that? It really is, in my opinion, the all-encompassing, one of the best courses you'll find online because I'm doing it myself. I'm not outsourcing any of this. You can't outsource your passion. There's so many people like, I'm going to have a VA and a team. Well, that's great if you have a business model. And look, you need to go that route at some point in time because there's only one of you. You need a team of people. But you can't outsource your passion. When you build something from the ground up, hey, here's the great news. It's all on you. Here's the bad news. It's all on you. I mean, you're the one-man band. I just recorded another video about that, how to be a one-man band, how to create content, how to sell it, how to speak, how to find the purpose in that, how to drive the value, shooting videos and audio, how to do it all. Creating a website. Oh, my God. 10 years ago, a website when I launched, back when I was starting, it was expensive, man. Paid a dude $3,000 to build me a website. Literally now, it would cost me $30 to get it done, either through a Lead Pages account, a Megaphone, free WordPress design, to get it done on Fiverr. Good Lord. But hey, that's what you did. You know, 50-inch televisions were $5,000 10 years ago as well. Now they're $500. Things change, man. Things change. And usually, almost all the time, it's to your benefit. You know, items and processes, they get faster. They get smarter. They get better. You know, the quality gets better. And we are the beneficiaries living in the greatest single era ever to date, because you can get stuff done, you can get your message out there, and you can be great at it. You know, you can be really great. But the first thing, there's two components. You got to know what it is you're talking about, because you got to love that, because you're going to be doing this is your career. This isn't just a hobby. I'm assuming that this is something that you want to make a living doing, not something that you want a hobby. Treat it like a hobby. You're going to get a hobby income. You know, go build a model airplane then and go fly it around in your living room. I mean, that's a hobby. This isn't what we're talking about. So really knowing what it is and loving what it is that you're talking about. And then you've heard me use this term. This is the second component. You hear me use this a lot. Modeling. You know, find, speaking of model airplanes, find a model that somebody else is already doing. Mimic that. Copy it, steal it, whatever you want to call it. Look, it's all out there. Steal my stuff, you know? How to create podcasts, how to speak, how to do this and that. If you know, give me credit the first time. Second time, tell somebody you heard it somewhere, you learned it somewhere, you can't remember where. And the third time, you own it. Just say it's your process, all right? I'd be happy if you mentioned my name one time. But in all seriousness, if you can be great at anything you want to be great at, the problem is telling yourself that you can actually do that because of all the stuff that's happened in your past, the bankruptcies, the failures, the marriages that have gone down the sink, and all these other things that have happened in your life, business closings and partners that have screwed you over and bosses that never gave you the promotion and friends that deserted you and family members that talk about you at Thanksgiving when you're not there. And look, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And you can make up any sorry-ass excuse for why it is you aren't where you are. And let me tell you something. 90% of the people don't care about your problems, and the other 10% are glad you have them. That's just the society that we live in. Oh, Sam, whoa, that's not very motivational. I'm sorry. Hey, yeah, it is. Actually, it is. Flip it around. It's very inspiring to hear that. You know why? Because now you know you got to get going. Ain't nobody out there that's going to help you, right? You get it going yourself. You can't just look. Don't ask for a handout. Ask for a hand up. That's what this show is for. This show is predicated upon a hand up for you. When I learn something, I'm going to share it with you. When I fall on my face, I'm going to share it with you. By the way, shout out, and I'm sorry I don't have my Twitter feed up. Hilarious. Oh, hold on a second. Let me grab the old Everyday Saturday smartphone. I'll pull up Twitter because I got to give a shout out to the dude that sent me over the lady who shut down her Quiznos and made it into a Suzy Q subs because it was Quiznos rearranged with the letters. I love it, man. I love it. Here it is. I'm going to give the guy credit in just a second here. Took the Quiznos, okay, so Q-U-I-Z, and you know what it is, Quiznos, and turned it into Suzy, S-U-Z-I, space, big letter Q in the middle, space, sub. And it's all Quiznos lettering, the awning, all of that stuff. That's taking lemons, man, and turning it into lemonade. Check out my Twitter feed. I retweeted it at Sam Crowley. It's a hilarious picture, and I'm giving the shout out to Leonardo Rumpenfeld. Leonardo Rumpenfeld at Wrong Button. It's a pretty cool Twitter feed name. Good for you, man. At Wrong Button. That's awesome, man. Thank you for that photo. That actually made me LOL out loud. Hey, be great at what it is you want to do. Let me record another show. God, I start stuttering when I get excited. You ever notice that when you listen to this show? I get so damn excited sometimes. I'm literally going to wet my pants thinking about the opportunity that lies ahead for you. The problem is, are you going to wet your pants? Are you that excited? Are you wet your pants kind of excited about the possibilities that lie ahead of you? Because I am. And if I am, you should be. Look, you can do whatever it is that you want to do with the one condition, all right, that you don't give up. Two conditions, okay? That you don't give up. And that you actually love it. That you actually love it. I'm recording over 50 hours of videos and still finding time to record a podcast. Why? Because I love it. This is cathartic for me. It gets me. How can I not get in a good mood after talking like an idiot for 10 minutes at a time? You know? How can I not get excited? Ran out, got my large hot coffee from Dunkin', pumpkin swirl and cream only. Got the missus her butter pecan and cream only. Fired it back to the house. Stopped the Kroger and the produce to get spinach for what? What is it, class? It's the Vitamix smoothie to give you all the energy you need to go out through the day. It's one bag of spinach, 10% almond milk, and the rest of it is water. Blend that baby up, even if you don't have a Vitamix. I don't care if you got to do it with a cheese grater. Just get that thing in your stomach. Rock and roll, baby. It's the energy that feeds the soul. Doesn't matter how much money you got if you ain't got your health. It's Sam Crowley. We're coming back on another episode. This is titled, we just changed the title. I was going to make it Do What It Is You Love to Do. That ain't sexy enough. This is, are you wet your pants excited? Ooh, yeah, baby. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.